Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It kind of goes to the, you know, the MJ quote where, you know, he missed how many game winners, and, you know, the Kobe where he took the game winner, you know, and tried to, you know, versus the Jazz and all of them back then. It's like, you know, you're going to take those shots, and, you know, that's the type of mindset I have, that, you know, I'll take those shots and, you know, I'll roll with the punches if I do miss.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Caleb Williams. That was his news conference yesterday, talking about, you know, what it's like to go through a difficult end to a game. And
was
does
that what
it impact
doing?
Him? No, he was talking about something else, but he got there.
Was he comparing himself to Michael Jordan?
No, I think he was talking about the mentality.
Okay.
Did you think he was comparing himself to Michael
Jordan? I don't. It didn't bother me.
I like
his mentality. I like the fact that he wants to take that shot, and he's referencing that, make that throw, take that shot in the Jordan reference. He's referencing the 97 Nike commercial where Jordan talks about missing all the shots and then needing to take it. And I don't think that I minded that, but it was a lofty comparison. Compare yourself to MJ. And he's on the back page of the Sun-Times this morning. Although Michael Jordan's in a 45 jersey.
Oh, the boy. That wasn't a great year.
Isn't that odd? It's a little bit odd.
That's strange.
It's a little strange. It's a little strange.
Leave him in 23, please.
I don't understand that a little bit. Be like Mike, it says. Bears QB Caleb invokes MJ quote to sum up his feelings after game-clinching interception.
But I do think that that Jordan is, you know, symbolic of the kind of player that could hit these last-second shots.
No question.
And, you know, you think about the shots in Cleveland, whether Utah, whomever it may have been, to hit those clutch shots when it matters
Cleveland,
most.
Utah, et cetera.
And it was interesting because I mean, I got to cover the Bulls, as you know, back in the day. And it just what a treat it was to watch him play, and every night, you know, how good the guy was. But also, you know, at the time, Scottie Pippen couldn't really hit the clutch shot. And I did a story one time. I was trying to do a story about another version of the story on Scottie and his struggles in that moment. And I was just talking to Jordan about what is it that makes you able to hit a last second shot. I didn't really talk to him about Scottie, but it was very interesting because he said a lot of things just over the course of, you know, 10 minutes sitting in the pregame locker room. But he told me that when someone gave him the ball as the shot clock went down, he would remember who had thrown him a ball for like a last gasp, you know, desperation shot. You think about it. The shot clock's going down. Where's Jordan? Here you go. And someone throws in the ball and there's like a second left and you barely can square yourself and you're putting a guy in a very awkward position.
Yeah.
And
that's why you do that.
But you also know, well, he can't be trusted to take the shot or make his own shot. He wants me to bail him out. It was really interesting, just the mentality of what happens on the floor as you're looking for just as the shot clock is going down, who's going to take the bailout shot? Jordan could do it in his sleep, and he did it.
The mentality was captured in the 97 Nike ad, and this is what he's quoted as saying in that ad, which is what Caleb Williams was referencing. Quote, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed."
Yeah.
And that is why I succeed.
Well, I mean, six for six, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big statistic.
Yeah. But I think that, so that's the mentality. That's the kind of approach that you want that your quarterback to take. Here's the commercial in Michael Jordan's words better than mine.
"I missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed."
Yeah, I mean, we didn't break down all the shots he's hit and all the championships he's won and all the way that...
That was 97, though. That was before
that,
the...
That was... Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying...
Finality.
That was hardly... I mean, it's a fun statistic. It's fun to rattle that stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does kind of tell you that just you got to keep going. You got to keep doing it. And there is a lesson to it. And it's good that young Caleb learned it.
It's good that young Caleb... Young Caleb.
When he was
now we're gonna when he was just a boy.
That's what I'm saying. How old would he have been when that commercial was?
Well, 97 he wasn't born.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So he obviously was picked this up along the way. And you want your quarterback to have that mentality. You want him to feel in the context of this season, in the context of Sunday, if the Bears are in a position to where they need a fourth quarter drive and they need him to make a big completion, that he feels no fear.
He loves those spots, and that's, you know, you in order to love those spots, when we've talked about how the game slows down for him and how that's what happened with him. He could do that. He could make the clutch shot. He could knock down. He could win at the end of games. It's an extraordinary ability to have, and you know, he may be the most clutch player ever because of the big moments that he had out throughout his career.
And you hope that Caleb Williams is developing into that kind of quarterback, certainly not on the Michael Jordan level,
right,
but just a quarterback who's known for his fourth quarter prowess and his ability to come back and rally his team when they need it. Dave Wannstedt, his measuring stick was always, can you count on your quarterback to come back if you're 10 points down with 6 minutes to go? Okay, that's a good threshold. I think that the Bears have... I think been in that situation before. Caleb Williams has a good track record so far early in his career, not even through his second full season, and he has developed a reputation for being a clutch fourth quarter quarterback.
Well, again, you know, when you have that sort of mentality where things slow down and you concentrate and you just, that is a gift. There's no doubt, there's no shadow of a doubt, because so many people look at the moment differently and they're overwhelmed by the moment. And when you don't have sort of the experience of going through it, it's hard to just create it. Caleb's always been like that as a player, and he's telling you that he's always been like that. He's always wanted to be the guy that could do that. There are plenty of examples of people that have tried to do that in huge moments, John Stark, and it just wasn't within their reach.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Going back into the NBA vault.
How many times have you watched a player or players fall apart at the end of games. It's a difficult thing to see.
Yeah, but not everybody's equipped to handle that kind of pressure or stress.
So you got to have the physical ability to begin with, and then you have to have that mentality, the kind of killer mentality.
What I think is also as impressive with Caleb Williams, who was easy to pick apart what he's not doing,
yeah.
The accuracy early, you'd like that to improve.
No question.
You'd like to get off to a better start. But you know what has been good is that he leads the NFL in passer rating on third down, and I believe that he has more touchdowns on third down plays than any quarterback in the NFL. That's more evidence of what we're talking about. Somebody who's able to recognize the situation, how big these moments are, and then taking advantage.
I think that his talents are so much different than other quarterbacks' talents. I know there was a thing out there where they're comparing the numbers that he's put up with what Goff was doing, whomever. Because Ben Johnson worked with him before. The difference is that this is not a pocket passer. This is a guy who we talk about his ability to get to be able to run, to get himself out of trouble on a different play, to pick up a first down by, you know, running to his left and beating someone to the marker. I mean, he's done that repeatedly. But they're teaching him. He's being taught by Ben Johnson as a pocket passer. He's being taught as a system quarterback. So he's learning all these plays, some of which he's absorbing, some of which he's struggling with, some of which he's behind on. But they're working on his feet and his eyes, and he has gotten better doing this. I understand that he is not – the accuracy has been an issue and starting games and all that stuff. But – the idea is, in a year or two, give him another year.
Well, this whole season.
That's my point.
This whole season is part of a transformation.
It's a development season, and you should see a guy become significantly better within the scheme he's in while also maintaining the Superman routine that he can do to bail you out at different points.
You're winning as you develop.
Yes.
You change the way that he sees the field. Because you're taking him essentially a shotgun quarterback and putting him under center. That is something we tend to overlook because it's such a different vantage point.
It's not perfect. It's not perfect. And people seem to believe
nobody's expecting it to be perfect.
But I think that it should be better, shouldn't it? It should be. You're trying to get to 70%.
Oh, you would like to
He's only at 50 the last three games.
Ben Johnson has been, by and large, such a refreshing communicator because of he's been candid, he says the right things, he knows the situations. The one thing, though, one of maybe just a couple moments, I wish he would take it, if he could take it back. When he said 70% completion percentage, I think he set an unrealistic threshold for Caleb Williams to meet. 70% completion percentage is such a high bar to clear. I understand you want to be lofty in your goals, but what that did was it put an unrealistic number there.
Yeah.
You're not going to get there.
I like it. I like it because the standard is the standard. Meanwhile,
but you're always going to fail by comparison.
So what?
So what? Because it puts your entire context of this season he's never going to meet your expectations.
Let's see. Let's see if he does. Let's see if he.
There's no way he's getting to 70%.
David, I would imagine by year 7,
eight,
the wheels will slow down and he'll be more of a pocket passer.
I hope it doesn't take that long.
I'm just saying. I would imagine that his style of play will change as he ages as a player. He still has this unbelievable athletic ability that he can rely on to do things. And I think that there will come a time where the scheme quarterback and the Superman ability will both be an entity. It's like Jordan when he was the jumper, as opposed to just the scorer.
You know, I'm a Caleb guy. I understand what you're saying, and I also expect him to achieve greatness. And he's the guy the Bears are going to follow. But I don't think I'm going to be disappointed if he never reaches 70% completion percentage. That's all I'm saying is that when he said
provided they're winning. Yeah. I mean, listen, they're winning right now, and there is still a development going on. And I mean, like, it would be a huge disappointment if they aren't able to finish this season and wind up in the playoffs.
No, it would be.
It would be because of you know, the standard is the standard. And as you are winning, you're expected to win. That's why there's desperation about this game. That's why you have to win this game, because this isn't an opponent that you should be able to beat. As simple as that. And you got to win the games that you can win, especially if you're vying for postseason and all the rest of it. How far are they going to go? I have no idea. I have no idea, because we don't know if it's all going to click together, if it's all going to fall apart, if there's any sustainability to what they've been doing with all the takeaways. It's been phenomenal to watch. But when you look at particular categories of defense, they're struggling in them, but it's erased by their ability to get the ball. And you know, one of these days, we're going to see a game where they are scoring touchdowns, where they are able to. It's going to happen. I feel
confident.
Well,
the offense has been prolific. They've had their moments.
Oh, they've been good.
It's been mostly when they've been running the ball and using the play-action pass. So there isn't essentially a – the offensive problems of late have been the way they have started. But they have finished strong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This Ben Johnson audio from yesterday really got us thinking, because it goes hand in hand with the incredible highlight to Cole Kmet that we heard on the way in. Because what it is that Caleb can do everything in column B. He's a genius in column B. It's column A that's got to get better. Here's Ben from yesterday.
Another game with Caleb where we see a lot of the really high potential, but we also see him struggle for a stretch. Do you identify any reasons for the inconsistency? And when do you think it's reasonable to expect him to level out?
Yeah, there's certainly some that you talk about each week where feel like guys are open and we can certainly give them the ball on time and give them a chance to run after catch and all that. And then there's that mix of, oh my gosh, that's one of the most incredible plays I've ever seen in my life type deal with him. So I do acknowledge your point there. And that's something we're striving to do is combine both of those worlds to where we think we're going to have a really good quarterback in this league, really dangerous quarterback in this league, really dangerous offense, really good team for a long time when we're really able to combine both of those thought processes. So we're not quite there yet. We're working diligently every day. I've said it every week that you see growth in so many other areas that I think when that last little bit comes along, I think we're going to be really pleased with where we are.
So that's Ben talking about the two worlds. They got to fuse, because the world that's happening within structure is difficult. The accuracy just isn't there within structure. And, you know, sometimes it's not just the short targets. You remember when Greg Olsen said this a few weeks back?
Probably the last missing piece to kind of put a bow on this is, again, under center play action, no teams throw the ball to more wide open receivers downfield than the Chicago Bears. And that's something that was the case in Detroit the last couple years with Ben Johnson. It's this misdirection run game. Everything looks the same, run and pass. And those are the telltale signs of a Ben Johnson offense.
So no team has more receivers wide open down the field. And that is still the case statistically. And yet Caleb is under 60% in six consecutive games. Brad Biggs did the work on this. It's only the fourth time since 2014 that any quarterback in the NFL has been under 60% for six consecutive games.
And the play action is also simplifying the read.
Simplifying the read, and it's more effective when you're running the ball well, which they are.
And it stalls the linebackers, and it freezes them so that it's an easier throw for you.
Yeah. So the stats show that Caleb Williams is inaccurate while throwing into more open windows than other quarterbacks. So that's kind of scary. And the problem with Caleb is, like Tom Brady was saying in the game on Sunday, sometimes he leaves the pocket when he doesn't necessarily need to leave the pocket.
Here's a fake to Swift. Williams flushed out. Nobody's open. Slides around Parsons. Now sidearm bumps. But DJ Moore was there. I'll tell you what, he is fun to watch. He's athletic.
Oh, he's going everywhere. This is just zone coverage. You see the shell on the defense and a little bit of pressure. Caleb doesn't really need to escape, though. That's kind of, to me, rather than eliminate half the field, because once you start scrambling, there's no ability to throw back to that side of the field. When you get a clean pocket for a quarterback that has a lot of confidence legs, sometimes they don't want to stay in the pocket as long as they think, oh, if I run, I'll be able to see better. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
So, boy, he doesn't need to escape as often as he does. I know that people get excited when they see him do it, but he really doesn't need to be doing it as often as he is.
Matt Forte and Matt Bowen said that today, too. You know, the two guys that were, and we didn't even necessarily prompt them to talk about it. It's just what they're seeing while they're watching the games with Caleb.
Why do you think he does it?
I don't know. I think that we have progressed past the hero ball stage. I don't think it's that. I do wonder.
You don't think it's an ego wanting to be a hero out there? I agree. I think it's been broken down a little bit.
I think there were moments when that was happening. I think that New Orleans game was pure ego.
Right. But I agree that he knows he's not supposed to, but still does sometimes.
I do wonder if he can see It was one of the questions about him in the draft is, what's the height like on him? And he measured out at about 6'1", right? Which is good. It's taller than I thought he was going to be. But I do wonder, because a lot of quarterbacks, especially those that aren't 6'3 or above, and usually the window, you never really see a super tall quarterback, like a 6'7", 6'8 guy.
Yeah.
Usually you want that to cap out at 6'5". But for every quarterback is bothered by pressure up the middle, every single one of them. Caleb, it seems like, might be bothered a little bit more because he's not as tall. But he could, if he trusts it more and just gets rid of the ball faster, the height thing disappears a little bit.
This is the trust thing. This is the thing. And Big Z got some great quotes from Press Taylor in 10 Thoughts. And Press Taylor, who is a part of that coaching staff we don't really hear from, but a guy who's been around a lot of quarterback progressing, the way that he was talking about what Caleb's trying to do and getting through his progressions, sometimes he gets through it too fast. Sometimes he gets through it too slow.
And that calibration is impossible.
Part of it is your ability to process, your ability to understand what's being asked of you, understanding the timing of the footwork. You expect it to improve from year one to year two. And things like that. Game one to game 13. I think we have seen it improve from game one to game 13. But year one to year two, Press Taylor kept talking about. It happens faster. Now I can get through things. Now I'm not rushing a show because my feet are late. Your overall understanding of the offense is going to improve the level of execution and the completion percentage as we go. And folks, of those quarterbacks who had the six straight games of under 60, the only one who improved dramatically was Josh Allen. Josh Allen continues to be the idealized comp for the improvement of completion percentage. And this is why I think Caleb has a chance, is that Josh Allen had the same offense for a few years in a row and was able to focus with Brian Daboll. And Caleb's going to have this same offense now with Ben Johnson for a few years in a row. And it might take an offseason. I think we got, like, for the stuff that we're talking about that we want to see improve in structure, the accuracy, I think it's going to take an offseason of really getting super comfortable with all the timing that's being asked of him.
Maybe. Someone threw into the chat, well, Drew Brees was fine. Yeah, it took Drew a while. Drew Brees was a Charger, and things at the Chargers were not great for him. And it took him matching with a coach who understood, and then him maturing into being the quarterback that he was and being comfortable with throwing from his tiptoes sometimes as he's trying to extend and make himself as tall as possible.
There's a good one with Drew Brees. First full year with the Chargers, he was at 60%. Then it went down to 57%. And then up to 65, 64, and on from there.
And then being like the most accurate quarterback who's ever lived.
Yeah. I mean, five or six different years he led the NFL in completion percentage.
Not exactly an apples to apples comparison, but Matthew Stafford, his first 5 years in Detroit, four of them with less than a 60% completion percentage.
So there we go. So there's another. So there are a few. And you know what this really shines a light on? The absolute nightmare of having to change offensive coordinators and systems when you're a young quarterback learning. Continues to shine a light on that, doesn't it?
Yes, and the beautiful thing about it now is that you don't have to worry about that.
Because your head coach is that dude. This is the stuff you're running. This is the guy you're working with. So it gives you some confidence. Might take a little longer than you thought, but it gives you an idea that Caleb can get there, hopefully.
And I don't suspect that Declan is going anywhere anytime soon, although he might put himself in position to be somebody's college coach. You know what I mean? Like, that might be a guy that's like, hey, would you like to be the head coach at Troy or something like that? But yeah, you don't suspect that he's, as long as you've got Ben Johnson.
Then you make somebody else in that job.
Absolutely. You got the pipeline to the guy who he wants you to see the game like him anyway.
Yeah. So Caleb's in good hands, and he's even in better hands that the head coach is the offensive guru. That helps you a lot.
Anything else?
I'm good, unless you want to squeeze in something else. I don't want to short Pete Futek. It's our guy.
I don't either. He's a good man.
Yeah.
And thorough. How long is the Kurt Warner? Because that'll make the decision.
Well, I don't think we should do it either way. But Kurt was only minute 43.
No. That's down from 10. No, we won't do that. But yeah, I think that's a super interesting topic, Speaks.
Right.
I'm trying to get him.
But that, I mean, the fact that all the timing of it and everything, I mean, this is the stuff that we've asked for years watching these young quarterbacks. Can more comfort with the system and more confidence make you more accurate?
I think the answer to that is yes.
I think the answer to that is yes, as long as the system stays the same and your...
And the voice stays the same.
The voice stays the same. And the student is a good learner. Is Caleb a good learner? Is Caleb a mature thinker and progressor? This year has given me some confidence.
I think it should give you some hope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
It is that time. Meatball time. Hey Tyler, hey Ray, how many meatballs do we have?
We got a whopping 15. This happened more so after the game, but a lot of mixed feelings, I would say, as far as not as disappointed Bears fans as I thought there would be.
I'm so sick of this, watching this game with all of this good talent on defense. What is Dallas Dennis Allen doing? What?
Yeah, I just witnessed Darnell Wright block nobody on a play. That gives you a great idea how the first half is going.
It's halftime. Defense is playing their asses off. Caleb looks like a rookie playing his first game. He's so in over his head. He's been exposed. This Bears team's been exposed. This is not a playoff team. This is going to get ugly.
Checking in early just to say I hate those motherfudging Packers. They drive me up a wall. I'm so sick and tired of them. I hope we just stuff it in their face yet.
Okay, the way we all collectively recoiled when he said a word that started with F. Oh,
and it was
my
fudge.
God.
Motherfudging.
I was about to lose it. The previous caller was, that seems extreme.
Which
you know,
part?
That's very meatball.
About not being a playoff team?
Yeah, and then the Caleb Williams talk, and that
they're
just seems like a lot.
They're the seventh seed, Layla.
Well, yeah, the NFC has a lot of parity, as
oh,
we
I know.
Green Bay has a whole-ass tie.
It's a fine line.
That tie with the Cowboys looks even weirder after yesterday's game, by the way.
I hate ties.
What's the point?
Right.
And then the tie becomes the tiebreaker.
We just got to do more math at the end of the season.
No, you have to do less math because there's no tiebreaker involved because there's a tie.
Oh.
The tie is the tiebreaker.
Yes. You don't have to worry
make
about
it make
head-to-head
sense.
And all that stuff.
Stupid.
I love ties.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't?
You just said you didn't.
Yeah, but then he said the math is easier. So that's why I said I love ties.
It's fine.
I hate it all. Meatball?
Come on, defense. I've never asked for you to do anything. I'm so scared.
Yo, yo, this your man, Glenn Lockhart in Rockford, Illinois. 8 minutes left in this game. Haven't said this in a while. Are the Bears just like the 90s Bulls? We will put the pressure on you in the first half, but after that second half comes out, we kick your ass. Let's see. 8 minutes left. Go Bears!
What were you thinking? Get the first down, Ben! Holy cow, I can't believe it! What in the world were you thinking? You get the first down there! This isn't brain surgery, you dumbass!
Well, that sucked. Didn't we run that play against the Eagles to beat them? Of course the Packers are going to practice that. I just don't even know anymore.
Damn, damn, damn! And my Florence voice. That's all right, Joe. That's all right. Hey, hell of a game. Hell of a game. I was just waiting for us to get in that end zone and then go for the extra point, that 2-point conversion. But that's okay. I am not mad. I am not. I feel a lot better than I was at the beginning of that first half, at the end of that first half. So with all that being said, it's still bear down on mine. Still the Packers. And we'll see they asses again in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
beer
okay.
Now.
Hi, Rick from Valparaiso. I've been doing a little bit of thinking, and I do not use the word little lightly. This Bear game was nothing to write home about. Unless you wanted to write home to inform your family that this Bear game was nothing to write home about. The bend but don't break concept is simply wonderful as long as you don't confuse it with the bend but then break concept, which has never, ever seemed to work in the NFL. I'm frustrated. We needed a horse on that last play of the game, not whatever in the that frickin' was. Happy holidays, everybody.
This loss hurts. This loss sucks. But we're still 9-4. The Bears.
I'm doing the walk of shame. Back to my house. Hanging out with my Packers fan neighbor. And he was nervous. Oh, I fell. But we had a good time. Oh, I just fell in the snow.
I can talk about how the defense looked. I can talk about how they, for some reason, just abandoned the run game for the first half. I could talk about those things that I think cost them this game against Green Bay of all teams, but Caleb Williams, you have got to play better in the first half, dude. I mean, that second half, that's it. That's what you need to do, and you need to do that all the time, man. Where the that guy? I swear to God, that missed throw to Luther Burden, I yelled out loud, do you need to go back to college? Like, I know it's your first year in this offense, and I know you had a terrible coach last year, but I need you to get with it, dude. These 186-yard games, throw for more yards, please. I left an earlier message where I was basically yelling at Caleb Williams, and while I am a little frustrated with him, I have to overall look at this picture and say, even though they did lose this game, I wasn't afraid of Green Bay going into this, and I'm happy that the Bears proved me right in the second half, because the way they stormed back and controlled the line of scrimmage and ran the ball with authority and made Micah Parsons and his teammates all gassed and tired and just controlled things, and they were gonna win that game if not for that breakdown on defense where they let Josh Jacobs run away on third and one. This team has proven that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody, and considering that was on the road, it's gonna be real hard for Green Bay to come into Chicago and win that game. I don't think the Bears are gonna be like the Commanders next season. I don't think there's gonna be a huge drop-off. I think they're here. I think they're for real. I think they're gonna be here to stay. Bear down. Let's go get these next time.
Heartbroken and just bleh, is my initial feeling from this. But honestly, in hindsight, I feel like this was Caleb's breakout game. The second half of that game, man, like, that's a great defense. And he had them on a string. It's what Spiegs, it's what everybody talks about. Can the quarterback have them on a string? And Caleb had them on a string in that second half. I know what the stats say. I know what the first half looked like. Trust me, I know. But the reality is, that's the breakout game, because he found his off-platform throws. He competed against a great defense, almost brought us back. And trying to win the game or tie the game with a touchdown throwing a pick, aggressive mistake I can't hate. Caleb's the man.
The guy who censored himself with the harmonica.
For the
Rick,
win. For the win.
Who also said it's not a game you write home about unless you're writing home to your family to tell them a game it wasn't about to not write home about. I laughed at all of the jokes. All of them.
Finally, a good place for the harmonica.
I love the use of harmonica as a way to bleep out the words. That's nice. I did have to go back and look at Caleb Williams' numbers after that. One of the final meatballers was talking about the second half breakout game. And I guess technically, I mean, he did throw for 154 yards in the second half and looked way better. But you still got to have the consistency. And he didn't make the play at the end of the game. So I hope that's not his breakout game. I hope there's better games to come.
Yeah, has to be.
To our Twitch friend who called in twice. Good for you. I'm glad that you went through the whole scope of emotions with us on the Meatball Machine. Anybody check on the guy who fell? When he said walk of shame, I was not thinking leaving his Packers friend's house, by the way.
I like the dude that compared the Bears to the 90s Bulls because they start slow and they just explode. Starting slow for the Bulls was giving the ball to Bill Cartwright in the paint and him scoring baskets, by the way. And that ain't slow.
No.
Bears. Bulls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.